You know me. I'm Ann Eller right here on WCRS, and I like adventure and different things and checking out all the ways that I can bring a great show to you. But I have on the air with us Grady Powell. He is a former Green Beret, yes, Special Forces. He's 26, and he decided to sign on for the ultimate survival in Alaska. Now, let me tell you this. They only get 2 pounds of beans and rice per leg. In the first leg of this 11-leg competition, they race across 30-mile stretch of treacherous glacier, plunge down 2,000-foot gully, battle 15 miles of raging white water. They sleep in snow coffins. Sled dogs will be
raised. That was just the first day.
Squirrels become dinner. I'm telling you what, this just sounds like too much to me, Grady Powell. How you doing today?
I'm wonderful, Ann. How are you today?
I don't know. You survived this, huh?
I did. I don't know how. I'm ready to go back for sure.
You're ready to go back?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Why would you want...
We only get one try at this life.
But
make
do
the
you,
best of it.
But here's my question. It's called the ultimate survival. You could lose there, couldn't you, Grady?
You could lose driving down the street. I don't see why getting an airplane or driving my car is going to be any more dangerous than climbing a mountain in Alaska.
Well, you know,
but yes, we could have lost it all. That's absolutely sure.
Well, I know that the Wall Street Journal has said that this is genuinely exciting and saying that you don't get to go back to any comfy rooms in between takes, because that's been a lot of the talk about a lot of different reality shows. Tell us how this all worked with this series. Of course, it starts December 15th, this coming Sunday. But tell us how this all worked.
Well, like you said, we were trying to get away from the stigma on survival shows where the survivalists go back and stay at the local hotel. That is not by any means what we did. What we had were four teams of survivalists. We had the woodsmen, the mountaineers, the military, and the endurance teams, all made up of three survivalists, all with their own skills in different areas. And we were all dropped off at point A, given 2 pounds of beans, or 1 pound of beans, 1 pound of rice per person, and told to make it to point B, and we had a matter of a day or two. And if we didn't make it, we didn't get to go on to the next run.
And if you
so
didn't...
we were fighting ourselves, we're fighting Alaska, we're fighting hunger, and we're fighting wild animals.
Now, let me ask you something. Did anybody not, well, I guess you're probably not going to tell me this, but what happened if you didn't make it to the next thing? Did they just say, oh, well, lost another one?
Absolutely. I mean, if your team didn't make it past the finish line, you didn't make the plane ride out, and you didn't get to go on the next expedition.
Well, that had to be quite a motivator.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love Alaska, I love adventure, I love survival, but I'm not about to get left out there in the middle of nowhere with no idea of when I'm getting out.
When you look back at this experience, because when was this actually filmed?
You say where or when?
When.
When. It was throughout the summer months. We were there for about 3 months this past summer.
Well, gosh, I thought the weather was nice in the summer in Alaska.
It wasn't too bad, but I'll tell you what, it does get cold. The weather up there is a little bit bipolar at times.
Bipolar? That's a good one. Now, what exactly did you do when you were in the military?
I was a Green Beret with 10th Special Forces Group out of Fort Carson, Colorado. I was a weapons sergeant.
Okay.
And I had a tour in Iraq and also one in Africa.
Well, Grady, I just want to say from all of us here in South Carolina, we thank you for your service to your country. Thank you so much.
No, I had a blast.
You had a blast? Well,
yes, ma'am.
Well, that's good to hear. But how did you get involved in this project?
In the Ultimate Survival Alaska?
Yes.
I was fortunate enough to have been on an NBC show a year or two ago and ended up winning the thing. And one of the producers from that show happened to remember me when they were casting for Ultimate Survival Alaska, and my name came up and it worked out.
Wow. So you were actually recruited.
Yes, ma'am.
That's pretty cool. Now, you know, one of the things that everybody always talks about when they go on a trip is the food that they ate while they were on this trip. Worst food and best food that you ate on the trip.
Worst food would have to be the nights where we had no food. Ooh. And the best food, I'll tell you what, fresh salmon during the salmon run cannot be beat. From stream to fire, I've never had anything like it. Not only does it taste delicious, but just the sense of accomplishment that I'm putting the protein on the table from the stream into my stomach. It's a phenomenal feeling.
Wow. So what is the biggest thing that you think people should take away from watching the new series coming up this Sunday?
In my opinion, too many people are getting boring. I mean, we've got TVs, we've got internet, we've got movies. I'm sick of talking to my friends and saying, hey, let's go do something this weekend, and just constantly hearing, well, there's nothing to do in my town. Get out, people. Get out there. Go find the adventure sport. Go find the historic place, or go find a great restaurant. Get out there. There's always something to do. There's adventure everywhere. You don't have to go to Alaska to find it.
You know, I think that's one of the things that the internet has done to our people. People think they don't need to travel to certain areas anymore because you can see great panoramic and all this kind of stuff on the internet, but there's nothing like being at that location, smelling the air, breathing it, the whole nine yards.
You're 100% correct.
So as we wrap this up, Grady, what are you doing now? I understand you've opened a business. God bless you.
Yes, actually, myself and my partner from this show, Jared Ogden, Navy SEAL, we run a military law enforcement and civilian training facility. We do a whole lot of firearms training. We're not an indoor facility where you shoot from behind a desk. We're outside. We're dynamic. We're shooting from concealed holsters. We have a 1,400-square-foot full ballistic shoot house. But we also do survival schools. So if anybody wants to come out and do survival like we do survival, it's a place to go. It's Asymmetric Solutions USA at asusa1.com.
Wow.
It's a wonderful, wonderful time.
Absolutely. And one last question. How long were you out in the wilderness here in Alaska?
We were there in the wilderness for just about 3 months, just shy of 3 months.
Just shy of 3 months. Well, I know it's going to be a spectacular series coming up. And when does this start again?
It will be starting on December the 15th, 9 Eastern. So check your local listings and tune in. It's going to be a blast.
Going to be a blast. Are we going to be scared?
I was.
Yeah.
I almost got eaten a couple times, not by bears, but by glaciers.
By glaciers.
Chewed me up and spit me out. I made it out alive somehow, though.
You still got all your body parts?
I think so.
You think so? Good for you. Grady Powell, blast to talk to you this morning. Certainly hope that everything goes well. One more time, what's the name of that business of yours?
Asymmetric Solutions USA. The website's asusa1.com.
And where exactly are you located?
We're located just about an hour south of St. Louis, Missouri, in Farmington.
Farmington.
Not a bad drive at all.
Not a bad drive at all. Thanks so much for coming on, and God bless and good luck.
Thank you very much, Ann. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. All right, Grady Powell right here with us, Nat Geo, coming up 9 o'clock wherever your location is. You need to check it out. But it is the show Ultimate Survival Alaska. If you want to have a blast, as he says, why wouldn't you go out there and do something like this? I can think of a few reasons not to do that one. But getting out in the world is important, and seeing the whole picture, bringing your senses alive, are something that is important in today's world.